You spoke very strongly yesterday in the Parliament about Emmanuel Macron, the French president, and his recent comments about the need to not humiliate Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. I mean, I think the thinking from Macron's point of view was that, you know, hopefully once the war ends, it's important to still keep Russia on board, and that if we humiliate them now, then that might be more difficult. But you spoke out strongly against that perspective. Why do you think, tell me what you think again about what Macron said.
Well, number one, I think the timing was all wrong. I mean, there you are in the middle of a war, Russia dropping bombs and destroying homes, killing citizens, kidnapping children, raping women. And all Macron is concerned about is not humiliating Russia. And when you actually translate that into action, what does it mean? It means that Putin has to be able to say he won the war. And to win the war means that he takes over part of the Ukraine. That's basically the minimum he can get to say he won the war. And I think the timing was all wrong. I think he should be talking about not humiliating Ukraine, rather than talking about not humiliating Putin and Russia. And also ask the question, I said, if some country invaded France, how would he like if we started saying, you know, we mustn't humiliate the aggressor here so that they can emerge with credit at the end of this war so we can have a peace negotiation with them? I just felt that he got away with it. Nobody seemed to question him on it. And I hope now that I had the opportunity to say it in the presence of Ursula von der Leyen, president of the Commission, and Charles Michel, president of the council, and I asked him to ask him that question at the next council meeting, and I would be interested in seeing what answer he would have. You see, you must also realize that he has been ringing Putin also in the last number of weeks, and one call, I think, lasted something like 30 or 40 minutes. So I would prefer if he was ringing the president of Ukraine and saying to him, how can we help you and your people, rather than worrying about Putin at this stage. And I think it's just too early at this stage when the poor Ukrainians are being destroyed every single day.
And as you know, of course, Sean, the Taoiseach strongly supported gave his strong support, as he put it, for Ukraine's application membership of the European Union. This is a line that the government has taken. It strongly supports Ukraine's membership. He talked about the benefits of membership for countries, and particularly those that might be struggling. He talked about Ireland's background before it joined the European Union. And the Speaker of the Ukrainian House in the Parliament yesterday also made that plea. He called on the bloc to allow Ukraine to go ahead with its application to join the European Union. But Sean, we know that there are a lot of issues with Ukraine. It is a corrupt country. And of course, normally it is the procedure that countries have to fulfill certain criteria before they join. What are your views about enabling Ukraine to accede to join the European Union, but also understanding the problems that they have within the country in terms of corruption and the structure of the country?
Yeah, absolutely. But I think the key message here is to send them a message of hope by becoming a candidate country. And I met actually Ruslan Stefanchuk, the Speaker of the House of the Ukrainian Parliament. Actually, I met him for a few minutes, and he was very appreciative of the words of Micheál Martin and indeed of the Irish people in making Ukraine welcome, and especially supporting their desire to be a candidate country. But you're absolutely right. But once they become a candidate country, they're automatically being put then on the road to ending corruption and putting measures in place to ensure that they comply with the treaties in Europe. And they won't be able to become members unless they fulfill certain criteria. But if we do not allow them now to be a candidate country, then they may never get the position to actually do the things that's necessary. And also, because of the war, I think, and this is the point he really emphasized, is that future for Ukraine now, the fact that we're recognizing them as an independent country, that they are European, that they want to join the European Union someday, and now we're actually saying, we agree with that, So let's work on how it can happen. And that also sends a powerful message to Russia, because Russia doesn't want them, first of all, to exist. And if they do exist, they want them to join the European Union.